For decades during the 20th century, the city of Fort Myers dumped lime sludge, a byproduct of the water treatment process, in Dunbar, a predominantly black neighborhood near downtown. Last year, tests were done on the dump site and high arsenic levels were discovered. On Tuesday, the city council was briefed on an assessment of the site and what options the city has. WGCU's Quincy Walters has more.
Fort Myers City Council was briefed by Black & Veatch, an environmental consulting company, and their verdict? The arsenic discovered on the Dunbar dump site in a residential neighborhood posed no risk to human health. Fort Myers Mayor Randy Henderson says this is a relief for the city, and he thinks it'll be a relief for Dunbar residents as well.
The takeaway today is that we can, with confidence, say to those citizens that you don't need to worry about your health from this site.
In its briefing to City Council, Black & Veatch admits that tests on and around the dump site show arsenic levels that exceed the Environmental Protection Agency's safe primary drinking water standard, which is 10 micrograms. Some readings were as high as 50 micrograms.
There is arsenic in the lime sludge, but it's not contributing to the groundwater.
That's Mark Martin of Black & Veatch.
The other conclusion is that arsenic concentrations in the sludge, they don't pose a short or long-term health concern to people in the surrounding neighborhood.
He also contends that the city's public water supply wells are more than a mile away from the dump site. As for private wells, Black & Veatch says those wells are far enough below the depth of the lime sludge to not be impacted. Dunbar resident Anthony Thomas is skeptical about the consulting firm's findings, but he says he's not surprised.
So you're accused of doing wrongdoing by your citizens and by the state. So you hire a consultant whose job it is to work with you. The consultants go out and they do their job, which is to represent your interest, the city.
Thomas says he would like to have seen Florida's Department of Environmental Protection conduct tests because their interests would be the public, not the city, he says. Fellow Dunbar resident David Thompson wants to know more.
Because my parents bought the home that we reside in now in 1965. So a lot of the older people that were in that general area that owned their own personal homes, these people did develop cancer.
Back in December, other Dunbar residents came before City Council to voice concerns about health.
And my wife was brought up on Jeffcott Street.
Mm-hmm.
She's 55 years old. She can't walk anymore. She got MS.
Multiple myeloma. That's the cancer that I was diagnosed with.
The City Council retained a law firm last month in anticipation of potential class action medical lawsuits. Even though Black & Veatch's findings say that no adverse health risks could have happened, Mayor Henderson says it's important to have legal counsel.
If people are concerned and they feel a need to bring action against the city, we should be prepared to deal with that. And we should help citizens get more understanding if they're still not convinced that they're safe, that there haven't been harmed from this site.
Fort Myers has a few options regarding the site. The city could do nothing, or it could turn the site into a park. It could also cap the land with concrete or asphalt, or remove and replace the soil for potential development. The city will hold a community meeting in Dunbar on January 25th to talk about what this all means for the residents near the dump site. Quincy Walters, WGCU News, Fort Myers.